You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
It is 7 to 11 on Newstalk ZB, and those of us who have been struggling in the garden just a little bit of late had a reprieve of sorts this week when something arrived in the mail for me from a man in the garden. Rude climbed past. Rude sent me his walking onions that he reckons I've got to get in the garden now, and some nice friable soil. And Rude, thank you so much. I haven't sent you a proper text message or email, but thank you. It was very exciting.
Okay, that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it is lovely. I look forward to reporting back, although I do feel a sense of, there's a slight sense of pressure and hopefully producing some good little walking onions, but they do sound like a lot of fun.
Well, they're absolutely wonderful shallots. They're really good to eat as well, and they're easy to grow. But I just thought this is the way you learn about stuff like that, and this is what gardeners do. They give each other little bits and pieces of cuttings and seeds and stuff like that. And I love that idea because that's collaboration, isn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. Hey, we've been talking about the autumnal change of late on the show, and a couple of days ago, we celebrated our autumn equinox. So that was Wednesday at 6 minutes past four in the afternoon, as I'm sure everyone knows. So so what does that mean in terms of the ways our gardens are changing at the moment?
Well, because we've got an equal amount of daytime and nighttime, so things are starting to slow down and we're making ourselves ready for winter. But there are other things happening as well, because basically some creatures in the soil come more to the surface, but not if it's really dry.
Yeah.
So, like in Canterbury, we had a really dry time, and guess what? Last week we had about 10 millimetres of rain. My goodness, what a godsend. And all the starlings would come to my lawn and put their big beaks into the ground and then open their beaks while they're in the ground to make a big hole to get these grass grubs out, because the grass grubs think, oh, this is great, we can eat the roots of plants and grasses. So that's basically what that's about. Yeah. So holes in the ground you find a lot.
Yeah.
Starlings. Number two, tiger beetles.
Oh.
They're fabulous. Oh, they're great beetles. I love tiger beetles. They're a native here in New Zealand, and they basically live in the soil as larvae, and they have crazy-looking holes. They're almost there. If you're a builder, you know what I mean, with a countersunk hole, which is like how you know, with a screwdriver and a countersunk hole. Because those beetles have got a head that fits exactly in that countersunk hole. And then they've got six eyes at the top, and they can look around them. And when their prey comes nearby, they grab them. Mm. They can watch that. That's great. That's a cool one. So you find those in naked, I call them naked vertical clay banks. That's where you find them a lot. And they'll be there for quite a long time, for a couple of years anyway.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. The adults, by the way, the adult beetles, if you see them, are beautiful. They're very colorful, and they run around still in the warm days.
Nice.
And the third thing, is worms. They're coming out of the soil. They grab organic material, and that's what they recycle. They make wormholes as well. That's what you look for.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Rude. We'll keep an eye out for all those bits and pieces. I will report back on the walking onions slash shallots.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.